USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is adding to his legal team ahead of his expected arraignment in New York. Reports say Trump hired white-collar defense attorney Todd Blanche on Monday. While the indictment remains under seal, Trump is set to face dozens of counts related to business fraud on Tuesday. They stem from an alleged hush money deal to an adult film actress to conceal an alleged affair. Meantime, New York's chief of police, Keyshawn Sewell, is warning demonstrators to be peaceful.
Violence and destruction are not part of legitimate, lawful expression, and it will never be tolerated in our city.
New York's mayor said a number of high-profile pro-Trump Republican politicians might show up in the Big Apple Tuesday. The long road to recovery underway in Arkansas after deadly severe storms and multiple tornadoes hit the state. At least five were killed. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I want to remind people, let's not lose that enthusiasm and continue to help our fellow Arkansans over the course of the next several weeks.
More than two dozen people were killed all across the southern U.S. in the wake of last week's storms. More storms are expected to impact some of the hardest hit areas again this Tuesday. Thousands of structures reportedly remain under threat from heavy flooding that's anticipated to come from snowmelt in California's Central Valley. Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth says it's a waiting game.
As to how quickly we will experience the snowmelt, but we are into those longer daylight hours, which can trigger snowmelt at a much more rapid pace.
Officials say the longer daylight hours and increased daytime temperatures will start to drive more snowmelt in the coming weeks. Recent rainstorms that flooded some parts of the Golden State have stopped work at many construction sites for California's high-speed rail project. Rail officials say the lengthy summer run of water in local irrigation canals presents a major disruption to construction later this year. This is USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Touting efforts to boost employment and clean energy production in the U.S., President Biden, visiting a manufacturing plant in Fridley, Minnesota, laid out how the company Cummins will start building electrolyzers there.
Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, with the tax credits for renewable energy, Cummins is going to manufacture these electrolyzers here in America for the first time.
The company's also investing $1 billion across its manufacturing network in Indiana, North Carolina, and New York to build low and zero carbon engines. The Defense Department's confident the Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. earlier this year did not see much.
Department of Defense spokesperson Sabrina Singh said the U.S. took precautionary measures to protect intel once that balloon was discovered in U.S. airspace.
We took steps to protect our own military installations from foreign intelligence collection.
But, she adds,
we're still doing an assessment of what exactly the intel was that China was able to gather, but we do know that the steps that we took provided little additive value.
President Biden ordered the military to shoot down the balloon off the coast of South Carolina days after it had been floating across the country. I'm John Schaefer.
And legendary college basketball coach Bobby Knight is out of the hospital. A statement released by his family Monday asked for privacy. The 82-year-old was admitted to an Indiana hospital over the weekend with an illness. Knight won three national titles at Indiana and over 900 games over the span of his career. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.